My dear brothers, in the grace of the sacramental priesthood, recall with me for just a moment the great and holy day on which we were ordained priests of Jesus Christ. As his priests of the new and eternal covenant. More specifically, let us recall the final actions of the sacred rite of ordination. Having just received the bishop's laying on of hands and the prayer of ordination, for the first time, we were vested as priests. We knelt before the bishop and offered our hands to him to be anointed with sacred chrism. Let us listen to those words of the bishop. The Lord Jesus Christ, whom the Father anointed with the Holy Spirit and power, guard and preserve you, that you may sanctify the Christian people and offer sacrifice to God. And then, kneeling again before the bishop, he put into our now consecrated hands the offerings of bread and wine, which through the power of the sacramental priesthood in the words and actions of the consecration become the real body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus. Again, let us listen to that exhortation. Receive the oblation of the holy people to be offered to God. Understand what you do. Imitate what you celebrate. And conform your life to the mystery of the Lord's cross. Our human hands, unworthy in themselves, were chosen by the Lord for service to him and his holy people. Our ordination and the anointing of our hands with sacred chrism elevated not just our hands, but most certainly you and me as men called and set apart to teach, to sanctify, and to shepherd God's people, all for the one purpose, that together we may make our way in and through this life to him. In his homily for priests, at a mass celebrated in the extraordinary Jubilee of Redemption, in 1984, St. John Paul II offers us a powerful and yet so beautiful meditation on our mission and vocation as priests of the new and eternal covenant. In part, he said, "Let us open our eyes ever wider, the eyes of our soul, in order to understand better what it means to celebrate the Eucharist, the sacrifice of Christ himself entrusted to our priestly lips and hands in the community of the church. Let us open our eyes ever wider, the eyes of our soul, in order to understand better what it means to forgive sins and reconcile human consciences with the infinitely holy God, with the God of truth and love. Let us open our eyes ever wider, the eyes of our soul, in order to understand better what the mystery of the church is. We are men of the church. Before anything else, we have been ordained priests to offer the most holy sacrifice of the Mass for the sanctification of God's holy people and the salvation of souls, including our own. That daily practical reminder of this highest privilege and most weighty responsibility is presented to us in our immediate and personal preparation to offer Mass. We find that reminder in the Church's vesting prayers. Let us listen to each of them in turn. As we wash our hands, anointed in ordination, we ask for the grace of purity. Give virtue, O Lord, to my hands, that every stain may be wiped away, that I may be enabled to serve you without defilement of mind or body. As we place the amice on our shoulders, it is the helmet of salvation and a sign of resistance against temptation. Place, O Lord, on my head the helmet of salvation that I may overcome the assaults of the devil. The alb signifies perfect integrity and single-heartedness. We pray, purify me, O Lord, from all stain, and cleanse my heart, that washed in the blood of the Lamb, I may enjoy eternal delights. The cincture is my visible sign of true purity. Gird me, O Lord, with the cincture of purity and quench in my heart the fire of concupiscence, that the virtue of continence and chastity may remain in me. The stole, which is the symbol of immortality, since we are priests forever, and it is the sign of the dignity of the ministerial priesthood. We pray, restore to me, O Lord, the state of immortality which was lost to me by my first parents. And although I am unworthy to approach your sacred mysteries, grant me nevertheless eternal joy. And the chasuble is the emblem of charity. It makes the yoke of Christ light and agreeable. We pray, O Lord, who said, my yoke is sweet and my burden light, grant that I may carry it so as to obtain your grace. Amen. The holy vestments, my dear brothers, we wear are a visible sign of who we are and what we have been called by the Lord to do for him and his church. Let us prepare ourselves always for every holy Mass we offer in such a way that we and his people given us to serve are drawn more intimately into his merciful life and love. St. John Paul II's last Holy Thursday letter to us in March of 2005 was all about the Holy Eucharist as the center, the heart of a priest's life and mission. I close with his reflection on the very last words of institution. Hoc facite in meam commemorationem. The Holy Father said, Jesus said, do this in memory of me. The Eucharist does not simply commemorate a fact. It commemorates him. Through his daily repetition in persona Christi of the words of the memorial, the priest is invited to develop a spirituality of remembrance. At a time when rapid social and cultural changes are weakening the sense of tradition, and leading the younger generation especially to risk losing touch with their roots, the priest is called to be, within the community entrusted to him, the man who faithfully remembers the entire mystery of Christ, prefigured in the Old Testament, fulfilled in the New, and understood ever more deeply under the guidance of the Spirit as Jesus explicitly promised. He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Dear brothers, the secret to the fruitful and zealous priestly life is really no secret at all. It is our passion for Christ in our prayer, in our teaching, in the hours we spend forgiving sins in the name of our merciful God, in the guiding of God's holy people in his way of life. This is what our people have a right to see when they turn to us. They want and need to see Jesus Christ. For us, as his priests, may it always be so. Praised be Jesus Christ.